What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's been a long time. Thank you for stopping in. How you doing? What's up? We're here, me and Stargazer.
Yes, sir.
You know, we enjoyed our summer, so, you know, some slack is due. You guys did you. We did us for a while. So it is what it is. But with that being said, what's going on, man? Let's tell the people what's been popping off these last few.
Man, this summer has been crazy. Got to know a lot of people. Got to see a lot of people. Hear from a lot of people. Hear from people's peoples. Like, it's been a crazy summer, honestly. It's been really hot, too. This past week. I'll say months, to be exact. Because my experience from being up here from PA and New York, it's a lot different. People are a lot nicer. Well, at times, I would say. Obviously, since you're in like opposed to like a city, you're in towns. So a lot of things are said, a lot of things are seen quicker than the eye of being in the city. You know, and when you're in a city, it's just people mind their business. Nobody really pays any mind to you. Nobody really asks you how's your day. But it's different over here. So
yeah, total random people walking up to you, how you doing?
Exactly. They don't know you at all. They'll just be like, how are you doing? Do you have kids?
Just random like, conversations.
Random talk, you know?
Random conversations. That's why I told you, you like it out here. The people are nice. But you can't bypass the fact that there's a lot of racism out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing about the racism out here is crazy is that they don't show it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't wear it on their back, on their shoulder, and on their chest like a badge. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, nah. You know, they keep it to themselves. And they'll still say hi to you.
Right.
But it's that hi without really wanting to say hi. And you can exactly. tell who's meaningful in their highs and who's not. You know?
Exactly.
So you know who's who.
Exactly.
You know, like today I was riding my bike to go pick that up for you. And then I rode by like six people. I didn't know who the fuck they was, but they all said hi to me on the ride by. So I said hi back.
Right.
You know, I'm from New York. It's not my common place. Even though I've been here for a while, I'm still not used to that random how you doing.
Because
I'm used to that cold shoulder shit from New York.
Yep.
You know, you're like, hey, how you doing? You know me?
Exactly.
What's up? What's up with what? You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the attitude of New Yorkers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. It's just mad love out here, regardless of all the racism. It's just love. Like, can't get that.
You can't get that nowhere else. Every state is different. Every state has
I'm going to say Texas. Life. There's certain parts of Texas that's like that. Arizona's like that. You know, people are very friendly.
Yeah.
But I feel that if you go anywhere where there's New Yorkers, you're going to get that attitude.
Yeah, you're always going to get that attitude.
It's like, no matter whether New Yorkers go to another state that's just deadly calm, they have a problem, you say hi, they just look at you like, you're saying hi to me.
They don't know me.
I don't know you. Yeah, you don't like, know me.
Why are you saying hi to me? Like, I would say, yeah, you know, that's New Yorkers for you. You know, everyone minds their business. They ignore everybody. If you ain't family, they don't know you at all, 9 times out of 10, just don't say nothing. Or they're going to take it at, like, you're about to fight.
Like, New Yorkers, I notice New Yorkers do a lot of head gestures. Like, when they say what's up, they just do the nod of the head gesture. Type of deal.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't no talking, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But out here, they ain't no... You notice people don't communicate with their heads.
Yeah, they communicate
They kill their mouth. They just outright.
Yeah.
You know, and if they notice, if they sense that you a nice person, you're going to learn their whole life within 10 minutes of just standing in line with them.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, full gossip. Like, and then another thing I hear, though, you got to watch what you say because everybody's listening.
Exactly.
Everybody got their perked up ears, boy. Because me and you, bro, it's happened to me and you. We having a conversation between us.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else jump in.
Exactly.
And it's like, what the fuck, bro? Where you come from with your shit?
It's like, an A and B conversation. It turns to ABC.
ABCD. And you got E over there laughing over the whole conversation. Like, bro, what the fuck?
That's the one thing. It's never private. It's like A, B, C, your way out of this shit, but you don't want to be indignant, you know, because then you'd be the one that looks bad.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, if you hear that third party, that's my big guy here sitting really close to the mic, huffing and puffing like he ain't getting no air. No, and you want to leave your head on my leg, man.
It's funny because like he just comes almost close to the mic. He's like, hey, I'm here.
It sounds like we in heat.
Honestly.
Just in case you don't hear it. There you go.
Yeah, man.
But that's our third co-host. He don't talk. He growl and bite.
Honestly. But yeah, like this, bro. Like when I tell you, man, out here, there's, like, you'll learn a lot of things about people, about their families. Like, there's, like, a whole, they'll give you a whole 5-minute rundown about, like, their whole life. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you'll sit there, you'll be like, okay. And then sometimes you'll be like, all right, you're talking too much, man.
Yeah, because sometimes they just OD.
Yeah.
They just OD. They're going to be straight OD.
Like, I like you and all, but you talking too much, man. Because if I was in New York, this wouldn't be happening at all.
Hell no. You be online with people. The only thing you hear from people while you're standing online is, oh my God, yeah, it's taking so long.
Yeah, that's Jeez, it.
I got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, they should have another register open.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, common. I hear, yo, there's one register, the line goes straight to the back of the store, and niggas is patient.
Mm-hmm. And if they're not patient, they don't say anything.
They don't say nothing. They'll be like, I'll be back.
Yep.
I'll be back.
That's about it.
And they will come back.
Yeah, they will.
New Yorkers be like, I'll be that. Fuck it, I ain't coming back to this store. Fuck out of here. I'm not fucking with you.
Forget about it.
Jesus fucking Christ, bro. You know, it's different out here. You know, real different. It's nice. You know, it feels good, you know what I'm saying, to be away from that constant, you know, aggravation type of feel.
Yeah.
Like people just got this chip on their shoulder and it's like, you know, you don't know what to say because if you say the wrong thing, it's like niggas are gonna snap and then you fighting over just saying hello to somebody.
Right.
You know, it's like, damn. That's what I always said, man. It's like, you know, motherfuckers wake up, eat a bowl of gangster cereal, wash it down with Thug Passion, and then go the fuck outside.
Honestly.
You know? But my journey out here has been nice. You know what I'm saying? That's why I invited you out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see the difference. You know, there's other things outside of New York.
Right. That's true.
You know, New York is big, but it ain't better.
Yeah.
Bigger don't always mean better.
Honestly.
Sometimes smaller is way better.
Because, man, especially the prices. Boy.
But the prices up here to New York, bro, it's like half.
Half
of what you pay for shit in New York. It's like, you got to be shitting me.
I was up here, then I came back just to visit for us for a good few days, and I went up there, went to buy something. Bro, I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, bro, I paid $10 for this, and then now I'm paying $20 in New York? What?
Yep. For the same fan.
Same fan. Bumped up $10 more.
Just because.
Just because. Oh, yeah. And, you know, the, what do you call it? The home products that you buy, like, tablecloths and carpets and stuff they use for, like, bedding.
Right.
That's even worse. That's even more expensive than
New York. Bro, I have never seen half this shit they got over here in New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've gone to a lot of stores in the hood, and I've never, ever seen paper blinds.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
They weren't there, actually. They weren't there when I searched for it.
When, today?
No, when I went back.
Oh, in New York?
Yeah, when I visited.
They don't have them. They have regular ones.
Yeah, they have regular ones.
They don't have that paper shit because they know that shit ain't going to last long.
Mm-hmm.
But out here, it'll last you forever.
Yeah.
Like, it'll really last you forever.
They're really good, too. Block out the sunlight. You got to worry about it. If you like watching movies or you can set up a projector, you're good.
Good. It's real different. Real different. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't knocking New York. I'm a New Yorker. But sometimes you got to leave New York to see what else is out there.
Right.
You know, because it's not always peaches and cream.
Exactly.
You know? Sometimes you think you're getting peaches and that shit's a plum.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
So.
Another thing I like about, well, one of the things I like about New York is because a lot of random shit happens every single day that you just don't know about. Like, it'll be like a guy that's on a train, homeless. It's funny because they started to bump up. I started to notice that now. It's starting to bump up a lot of stuff. They went from asking you, like, you know, they have like the little, what do you call it, the container. When they have like the change in it, and they'll ask for change. Oh, change.
Yeah.
Now they started to ask for, I remember there was one guy, he actually asked for like a card. Oh, you got Cash App? I got Cash App, Venmo. Oh.
Yeah. So you ain't no fucking bum.
For real. Like, you ain't no bum. You got all that.
You got all that and a phone to fucking collect it from and a car. Bro.
Exactly.
You ain't no bum ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Go get a job.
Next thing you know, like, don't worry, bro. I'll take EBT.
Yo, let me tell you something. I really don't have respect for homeless people.
Right.
I really don't. And people tell me I'm fucked up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell me I'm fucked up all you fucking want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't respect homeless people. Why? Because I was homeless.
Right.
I lived in the street for 10 fucking years, mm-hmm. sleeping in cardboard boxes, basements and buildings, rooftops, train stations. That was my life for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me now.
Yeah, big difference.
Get what I'm saying? So don't sit there and give me that story that you can't get out of it.
Exactly.
You can get out of any fucking thing. So it's like one of those where it's like, nah, I know. You can go to a shelter,
mm-hmm.
get cleaned up, go get a job, stay in the shelter for 2 weeks till you get your first paycheck, go get a room, and now you living.
Exactly.
But a lot of homeless people don't want to do that. They blame it on that the shelter systems are too fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But there's a lot of shelter systems in New York.
Right.
Get what I'm saying? You ain't got to go to the main big ones. Because, yeah, the main big ones are fucked up.
Mm.
I went to a smaller one where it housed about maybe 50, 60 people.
Right.
But when you go to the big ones that house like 100, 150 people, you're not going to get the same attention.
Right.
There's too many people.
Yeah.
And then you got a lot of these motherfuckers in there that got sticky fucking fingers.
Right.
But when it's a smaller crowd, this crowd is trying to get their shit together.
Right.
The bigger crowd, they're already comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They got a place to live. They chilling. Fuck it. I got money. I got a place to live. This, that, and the third. No. When you got your own, you'll feel 1,000 times better.
Right.
You come and go as you please. No one telling you you can't. You don't. Oh, food served at 5 o'clock. You're not there at 5 o'clock. They not let. No, that's. You live like you're in prison.
Right.
When you're in a shelter system. I couldn't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was scared to go into the shelter system in the beginning. And I was only like 15 years old.
Right.
Bro, I went to the men's shelter. I was in Ward's, what's that, Ward's Island? No, I think it's Ward's Island. And there's a shelter system there and there's a women's prison there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the backside of Randall's Island. So, there's only one way there. There's over a certain bridge that gets shut down after a certain time. Or you take the bus, and the bus stops running after a certain time. Only way to that facility, unless you're going to walk. And it ain't recommended walking through Randall's Island in the middle of the fucking night.
Damn.
It ain't because there's animals there. There's just a lot of motherfuckers out there willing to try to rob you for your shit because they know a lot of these homeless people get their social security checks and all these checks in the beginning of the month. And since they don't got nothing to do with their check, they got money in their pocket, so they become victims number one.
Right.
So I was kind of scared to go to the shelter system. But I still went.
Right.
Regardless. I put my pride aside, my fear aside, and I went in there. I was in there for a while. Yeah, I was a little uncomfortable. And, you know, a lot of the dudes knew I was younger, so they schooled me. Like, listen, bro. Don't keep your sneakers on the side. Put them under your pillow. You know what I'm saying? Do this, do that, do this. You know what I'm saying? So they schooled me. I went from there, that shelter. I wound up at another shelter. And then I wound up feeling that I couldn't do it in the shelter. So I went on my own in the street.
Right.
Went back to the street. But at the end of the day, while I was in there, I did get a job at McDonald's. So, yes, I'm homeless, but I'm working at McDonald's waiting for my check. Mm-hmm. Once I got my check, I rented a room. And from the room, it went up. And got a little better, got a little better, got a little better. But then I wound up homeless again. So I don't say that, you know, the journey to get to where I'm at today was a complete solid mission.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of going forward and falling back, going forward and falling back, going forward and falling back. You know, it wasn't a constant straight path. I wound up finally getting out my shit. I wound up moving to Far Rockaway. I was there for about 3 years, got a divorce from my girl, and just things wasn't panning out for me. You know what I'm saying? She did a lot of shit, so it was getting real hectic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to put those details out there, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that I stayed working at McDonald's because I wound up selling drugs to get out of certain situations. You know right. what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say the journey was all peaches and cream, but from there, I went to Long Island City, Queens. I was living in a room there for about 3-4 years. And then I, you know, it was one of those where I should have just minded my business and it didn't turn out that way. Because I was there for like a year in that room. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of fucking people, bro. And I used to have a lot of traffic coming to my room, you know, a lot of girls, because I was into the party chats and all that, bro. I'm talking about, you know, I met a lot of niggas on there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard about that a long time ago. It was like party chats.
Yeah. You call. So I met a lot of dudes on there, and me and the dudes would collaborate in a room, and then we would have mad females in the room, and it'd be like me and three other dudes in a room filled with bitches. Just sitting there listening to me and the dudes talk and giggling in the background. And, you know, it became like a little routine for us that, you know, every day we would jump on the phone, lock down a room, and then all the females would come in there. And then we'd be talking normal like me and you doing right now.
Right.
And then we'd be hearing a giggle in the background. Be like, wait, hold up. Then, you go to your phone and you hit a number and it'll tell you how many people in the room. Mm-hmm. Anytime we would do that, the shit would say maxed.
Wow.
The room was maxed. There'd be like 20 fucking people in the room, but it'd be me, my man, and another nigga talking. But the room is maxed out. About 20, 25 people in the room. But nobody saying shit. Just us three. And then we started opening up to the crowd like, yo, why don't y'all say something? Y'all sitting here every day. Y'all don't say nothing. Why don't y'all just talk to us, you know? And the talking, you know, they started opening up and talking and then we started meeting them and this, that, and the third. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. You get what I mean?
So right.
It was like, when I first moved to that neighborhood, I had a shorty, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, it was nice. It was cool. It was fine. But me and my shorty, we had just moved in the building. And I didn't know nobody there. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was trying to play mellowed out. I was trying to leave my bullshit behind.
Yeah.
And when I say leave it behind, bro, I was involved in a lot of shit. I was just trying to get away from it and just try to start a new life.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen, bro. Within 24 hours, I was beating a nigga's ass. Within 24 hours of moving in my house, bro.
Wow.
It was New Year's Eve. Me and my shorty had planned it for days what we was going to do. We was going to buy a bunch of weed, some Henny, and we was going to fuck straight through the new year, bro. We was going to happy new year right up in that pussy. But about 11:30, while we was waiting for the ball to drop, we all smoking and drinking and just, you know, getting ready. You know, I'm laying in the bed naked, she in the bed naked, and I realized I ain't got no more roll-up. Mm-hmm. Like, this party ain't gonna last too long if I'm not smoking. So I was like, yo, let me just run to the store real quick. She was like, all right, cool. Get me this, this, and this. All right, cool. So I opened my door, and there's a group of dudes out there. It was about 5 dudes sitting, standing in the hallway. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who they was. I knew if they was in the hallway, they must have been part of the building. You know?
Right, yeah.
Or visiting somebody in the building. I didn't, you know, it's New Year's. Niggas is enjoying themselves.
Right.
So I open my door, close my door behind me. I look up, I see all the dudes. I'm like, yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? I kept pushing. Mm-hmm. Went to the store, got what I wanted, came back upstairs. Soon as I got upstairs, one of the guys, which was the tallest and the biggest dude of all of them, mm-hmm. was like literally had his foot like leaning on my door. Like when a nigga's just leaning up against the wall with their foot like this, just leaning like this.
Yeah.
You know, like this, just chilling on the wall.
Right.
Yeah, that nigga was like, nigga was like that on my door. So I said, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Now, the nigga came out of me. Yo, my man, I said, excuse me. And I pushed the nigga out the way. And I went in my crib. Now, I'm tight, but I'm trying to remember that it's New Year's and we had the plan. So I'm taking off my clothes, start rolling the blunt. And I hear this nigga in the hallway say, what? That nigga don't know who the fuck I am? I'll fuck that nigga up and rape his bitch.
Ay, ay, ay.
What? Man, as quick as I took off my clothes, I started putting my shit back on. Throwing my pants on. Shorty's like, where you going? I said, don't worry about it. Tied up my shit, put on my shirt. She said, what happened? I said, don't worry about it. I'll be right back. Opened the door, closed it behind me. Homeboy was about like literally 4 feet from my door. Right. So I basically knew the nigga was talking shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
So he 4 feet from me. And I say, yo, let me tell you something. Just because I said what's up to you, don't mean I fucking like you or know you or want to know you, my man. And when I finished saying that, I realized the nigga was eating. That nigga, yo, swung at me with the fork.
Mm.
That shit, yo, I felt the breeze pass my face. Was nigga was not playing. That nigga would have forked me to death. I'm being dead ass. And I stepped back. And with the stepping back, I hit the wall because I was that close to my door. Right? It was like, boom. Mm. And that she's like, phew. And with that second, I always walked around with them orange razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that when you flick them open, the blades are like 2, 3, 4 inches from the plastic handle.
Yep.
Well, mines were longer because I never fucking used them. So them shits were full length. I fucking flipped them both. Like, I was like, yo, my man, we could do this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I had both of them. In my hand. Right. Like, bro, I was just gonna start swinging. I ain't give a fuck. Anybody in the hallway was gonna get it.
Oh, God.
Nigga looked at me and said, oh, let's fight like men. You don't wanna fight like a man? I said, nigga, you came at me with a fork.
For real.
You wanna fight like a man? I fuck this. Let's go. Boom. I flicked the knives back, put them in my back pocket.
That was smart.
Went, started walking down the stairs. Dumbass. Gave the nigga my back.
Yeah.
Nigga kicks me in my back, bro. I start falling down the stairs. I was falling down so fast down the stairs that I was able to grab the handle of the stairs. My knees were already hitting the staircase. Like, doo, 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 doo. And I was able to grab the wall, the handle, and push myself up.
Right.
Run the rest of the way down the stairs because I was already falling down.
Right.
Ran into the door, pushed it open, pushed the other door open, turned around. The nigga was ready there. That nigga was that close to me. Nigga throws his hands up in the air and says, what the fuck you think you gonna do? This is my fucking neighborhood. Bro, before he finished saying my neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
I grabbed the nigga by the ankles,
mm-hmm.
pulled the nigga up, the nigga fell on the floor hard, boom. I jumped on the nigga's chest and started wailing.
Mm.
Bro, I'm talking about punches from here. Boom. Boom. I'm talking about full length, bro. Extension. Like, my whole body was turned when I was swinging them shits, bro. And I'm cracking them. Cracking them. Cracking them. I hit that nigga like 13 times.
Because
that's how quick I was doing. Bow, bow, bow. Some way or another, this man still manages to get up. Pushes me off of him. There ain't no fear in my body now. Now I'm trying to kill you, bro.
Right.
You done threatened my shorty. You done try to fork me to death in the fucking hallway. Bro, I'm tearing your ass apart.
Mm-hmm.
He comes charging at me. And something just told me to move. And when I moved, the nigga stumbled and ran right into the fucking car. Like, boom! And dropped. I grabbed his head and started hitting it against the rim of the car, bro. Boom! 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 And I got up. I was like, it's done, right? I just beat this nigga's head like 10 times against a rim.
Yeah.
A metal rim, not them plastic cover shits.
Right.
Them black rims right. that cars have.
Yeah.
The iron shit.
Yep.
The nigga got up. On his way getting up, bro, I took my fist, clenched it up, and came up with an uppercut. And when I caught him with the uppercut, bro, I heard a snap in my fucking wrist. The pain shot from my wrist straight up my arm, instant headache. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
And now I can't even move my arm.
Right.
So my arm is just dangling.
Right.
So now I'm saying to myself, yo, I can't fight this dude no more. So now I'm copping a plea.
Right.
Right? Like, yo, my man, I don't want to hit you no more.
Right.
Yo, just chill, my nigga. I don't want to fucking hit you no more. The nigga charged at me one more time. And with the charging at that time, we already had like moved into the street from the sidewalk. So I was resting up against a van because I didn't want his boys jumping me. So yeah. I always kept my back away from his boys.
Yeah.
Even though they never got involved, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You understand? I backed up against the van and the nigga charged me and yo, it felt like somebody just grabbed me and pulled me out the fucking way and this nigga just head first right into the grill of the car. Boosh! As soon as he did that, I turned around and kicked him. Bop! Right in the fucking head. Nigga dropped. And I started screaming at him again. Yo, my man, I told you I don't want to hit you no more. The nigga got up, looked at me, looked at his boys, and went inside the building. There's when my heart dropped. Now I got scared.
Yeah.
My shorty's in the building.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just standing there looking at the building like, fuck, now I got to go in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he got a gun. I don't know nothing. Like, I'm just, like, now I'm screwed. Like, I'm outside the building, armless, with two fucking razor blades. This nigga could have a gun inside.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'm about to walk in the building. I'm like, fuck this, man. I got to go in there regardless. Soon as I take that first step, I felt the strongest grip I ever felt in my life on my shoulder, bro. And with that, I turned around, bro. It was this 6'2" fucking white boy cop, bro. This nigga looked like a tank.
Damn.
This nigga's hand was probably the size of my face. And the nigga had me on the shoulder, and I was just standing. The nigga squeezing my shoulder. I was like, oh. Like, damn, this nigga's strong. Like, I'm glad I wasn't fighting this nigga. I'd have lost.
For real.
And I look up, and I see it's the cop, and I'm like, he was like, are you okay? And I'm just like still in the daze. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? And I'm like, yeah. Whose blood is that? I said, blood? Bro, I looked at my shirt and my pants was covered in blood. And I looked at him and was like, it's not mine. Wrong answer. Shit to say.
Wrong answer.
Boy, the other cop, I didn't even know there was another nigga on the other side.
Right.
That nigga grabbed my hand. And I'm screaming now because he's grabbing the hand that's broken. I'm on, I'm on. They was like, where's the person you was fighting or whatever he said? I was like, yo, they ran in the building. He was like, let's go. Nigga grabbed me by my, yo, that nigga did not let me go. Grabbed me here like a dog, bro.
Right
by my collar like this, bro. And started walking me up the stairs. Finally got up to the second floor where I lived at. Soon as I got to the top of the step and I went to turn, homeboy was right there. Caught me. Boom! Bro, I saw stars. That was the first time homeboy hit me in the whole fight. And with that, I was stepping up. With his hit, he pushed me down. I fell onto the cop.
Right.
The cop wasn't expecting that. He almost fell back when his partner pushed him.
Right,
to push them forward, and he pushed me forward, and with that pushing forward, yo, I took the lunge and caught the nigga with the elbow on the chin. Bang! Nigga dropped, stumbled. You see the dizziness in him. Cops grab me, throw me up against the wall, grab him, throw him up against the wall, and look at him. Look at me, look at him, and then look at me again. The cop was like, listen, you can definitely defend yourself. He asked, are you okay to do the man? I'm good, man, I'm good. He was like, all right. He's like, both of y'all go to y'all rooms. If we have to come back here, we locking up this whole building. I was like, all right, man. All right, whatever.
I'm surprised they let you go free.
It was
like
New
that.
Year's. It was New Year's. Them niggas didn't want to do no paperwork on New Year's.
Right.
New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to do that. You know right. what I'm saying? And it wasn't to the point where I killed him, he killed me. We just had a bad fight.
Yeah.
You know, the dude was still standing.
Right.
It wasn't like he was down.
Right.
So I went into my room. Shorty understood what was going on now.
Mm-hmm.
There was no fucking for New Year's. That right. was over.
After that, yeah.
It was over. New Year's, bro, while we were fighting, New Year's came and went. My New Year's, I actually spent balling with some dude.
Right.
So, you know, we smoked for the rest of the night. We drank, you know. We told each other Happy New Year's. And, you know, we watched the replay of the ball and stuff and went to sleep. But I was feeling uneasy, so I woke up early. The store opened up at 6 o'clock. I was there as soon as he opened up.
Mm.
So I'm talking to him. And I'm noticing there's a U-Haul truck in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing in my mind is like, oh my God, they're going to force me to move. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. you know, all the dudes, because I look, see the truck. And then when I'm walking out the store, I see all that niggas' boys in front of the building. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to make me move now. Now it's going to be even worse.
Mm-hmm.
My hand was swollen because I never went to the hospital.
Right.
Like, I mean, swollen. Like, I couldn't even close my fist, nothing. Like, this whole shit was fucked up.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, all right, fuck it. Let me just walk to the building. I'm getting to the building, and I just look at all of them. All the dudes just look at me. And I look at the truck, and I look at them, and I look at the truck again, and I look at them. They were like, nah, bro, that ain't for you. That ain't for you, bro. And I was like, just stood quiet. They was like, listen, bro. The dude you beat up last night, he's the biggest drug dealer in this neighborhood. He can't live here no more. He done threatened so many people in this neighborhood, had people scared to death, and here you come and whipped his ass. He can't be here no more. Ain't no one gonna respect him. And I'm saying to myself, damn, bro, I didn't want to go through all this, bro. Like, damn, right. I just came here to start a new fucking life. My first fucking 24 hours here, I done fucking beat a nigga damn near half to death. And we're talking to his boys. Homeboy comes downstairs. And I swear to you, bro. I swear on everything I love, bro. That was the day I said I'm never going to fight again, bro. When I saw his face, I felt sick to my stomach. This nigga was whiter than me, bro. His face was blacker than you. His whole face. There was no whites. You see how you got the white in your eye?
Yep.
It's not white, bro. It's blood red.
Oh, my God.
That nigga had a gash right here, bro. About 2 inches long. Right underneath his eye. It literally went from his nose up this way. Almost to right here, this bone.
Oh, fuck.
Bro, my stomach was just turning. I just felt so sick to my stomach just looking at him. Like, oh, my God, bro. I was like, that's what I did. And then they started telling me, yo, the nigga was coked up and drinking. That's why that nigga wasn't feeling what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because if he was sober, me, when I sat on his chest the first time and laid him out, that would have been it.
Yeah.
But because he was coked up, he was wired, he jumped back up and he kept charging me. Long story short, after he moved out the neighborhood, his boys came my boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing what he used to do.
Right.
And then got in trouble for it.
Right.
Got locked up for it. So me leaving Far Rockaway to start a better life actually turned out to be worse.
Right.
So, you know, got locked up, lost my crib again because I was in there for 6 months trying to fight the case.
Right.
Which I had to take a plea to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So took the plea, got out, was homeless again, so had to start all over. But this time, I already was on a mission.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I went into the shelter system, linked up with a couple dudes up in there. We started slinging, selling this, that, and third. I didn't give a shit no more. Wound up getting into this big-ass shit with the Bloods. Oh, my God, bro. This shit was fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, we was a small little Spanish style gang, you know what I'm saying? Even though it was majority Spanish, we had, you know, blacks with us, a Chinese kid with us, you know what I'm saying? But the majority of the crew was Spanish.
Right.
And we were all from the shelter.
Right.
So we all stuck together as a family, you know what I'm saying? Because we was in the shelter together. Like I said, it was only about 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys made sure that the girls was okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got money. We would go inside. The, you know, the girls would be like, yo, you good? Good? Yeah, no, I'm thirsty. I got you. I got you. Boom. You know, that's how we was. So our love and our money was shared with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though people got their checks, it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? We was just showing love. It was what it was. So it was a situation outside. I wasn't there. And I think one of the girls got loud with the blood, so he smacked the shit out of her.
Right.
That prompted him to get his ass whipped. And I swear to God, within 15 fucking minutes, bro, the whole fucking neighborhood was filled with bloods, bro. Ooh. To the point it was so crowded with bloods that a cop car up the block couldn't even come down.
Wow.
That's how many bloods was out there, bro.
Wow.
And we was out there, 50 of us, probably about 200-300 of them niggas. And niggas was arguing, and I'm the only dude in the back, quiet. Because I'm just watching. Bro, I'm just watching everybody, bro. I'm watching who's making what moves, and niggas is handing guns or knives. I'm watching everybody's hand movements.
Right.
And this dude, bro, he actually, I'm not going to lie, man, this nigga, bro, he became my right-hand man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? For blood. He looked at all of us. And he was like, yo, let me talk to you. And he pointed at me.
Right.
Like, all right, what up? He's like, yo, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I told him. I was like, yo, your man came over here trying to flirt with one of the girls. The girls wasn't feeling it. She told him to back off. He got stupid, called her bitch. She smacked him. He punched her. And he got his ass stomped for that. He was like, oh, where? He's like, that's what happened. I was like, yeah, that's the girl right there. You could talk to her. And he went and talked to her. And she told him, you know, the disrespect that he was showing on this and the third. And the dude was like, you know what? Says something to his peoples. Them niggas grabbed homeboy up and they just walked away that way.
Mm-hmm.
And homeboy was like, yo, so this will never happen again? He's like, I'm going to come stay at this shelter. Bro, the nigga actually moved into the shelter, bro, with us. We had a blood OG in the shelter with us. That's and it was like, wow. And me and that, me and the dude became really fucking tight, bro. Mm. Like, he became so tight with our crew. Like, we wasn't bloods, but we wound up getting the respect for bloods. Because right. he was with us, and they respected the fact that we stood up for our women.
Right.
It wasn't that we was trying to fight y'all. We were standing up for the women, like, you know, and he respected that. So mm-hmm. we respected him. And, bro, I was there in that shelter for a year. But we done did all kinds of dirt together. Like, all kinds of dirt together. And then I wound up leaving because I got my job, got shit straight. And I decided to start living a clean path, you know, like, I tried to stay away from anybody that was doing anything, and because I knew my mentality was like, it's fast money and I know I can get it.
Right.
You know, going to jail and all that shit was not on my mental. It wasn't. That was not a thought. I was getting locked up so often, it wasn't even funny.
Oof.
Yeah. My rap sheet is big. It's that thing.
Damn.
No bullshit. I would get arrested at least 3-4 times a week for smoking weed in the street. And not giving a shit. Bro, I got caught once smoking a blunt with a blunt in my ear. The cop was like, yo, I see the blunt in your hand. He was like, what's that in your ear? I was like, my ear. I went like this. I was like, oh, shit. I forgot I had the blunt there. So,
bro.
I was all constantly getting arrested, bro. Constantly.
Surprising nobody laughed at that.
Bro. I was so mad, bro. Yeah. I couldn't do shit, bro. I was caught red-handed, so... You know, I was constantly in and out of jail, bro. Mm. You know, I was like, got my shit together, and I just kept going on that positive road. But if I didn't keep doing my dirt, I would have lived a positive life from get-go. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, which leads back to what I started saying. The reason why I don't respect homeless is because you're not making your moves to get the fuck out of your situation. You are very much comfortable where you are.
That's true. That's a lot of them are like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Majority. I won't say all of them.
And, you know, I may be wrong, but maybe a lot of them have, you know, certain reasons why they don't want to go into the shelter system to straighten themselves out. But
right.
There are other ways. There are also many also other alternatives, you know, like.
There's always a way out.
Always a way out.
You know, even though if it's not the best way out, you can always still get out.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't have to keep going the bad route to get out. You can find an option.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, through my life, bro, I've gone through too much. So me being where I'm at now, I'm comfortable and happy, but I'm not too comfortable.
Right.
Because this could be taken away from me at any day also.
It's true.
You know, when they tell you, if it ain't yours, don't ever get comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a renter, don't ever get comfortable. Because they can always kick you out, regardless. You renting. You don't own it.
Yeah. That's true.
See, now me in this house, I've had many a tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kicked out many a tenants. Many. And I mean many.
Prime example.
Motherfuckers told me, you can't kick nobody out in the middle of COVID. Okay. Watch me. Watch me.
Yo. What is a pandemic out there? Oh, well.
You ain't got nothing. Listen. Not my fucking problem.
Yo. I don't want to catch COVID. No.
Like, no, I wasn't playing that. You know what I'm saying? So, as a landlord, I'm a strict fucking landlord. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. They like, oh, you can't kick nobody out. Listen, you'll find your shit outside. You will. You will find your shit outside when you come. Call the police. Do whatever the fuck you want. I do not have to let you back in my house.
Yep, you don't.
That's what the courts are for.
Yep.
And when I explain to the judge why the fuck I kicked you out, and I could sit there and lie. Be like, listen, Your Honor, I was doing room inspection and I found a bag of coke, a bag of heroin, and some weed. They gotta go. Judge ain't gonna fucking sit there, well, you know, they have to stay. No. He's gonna be like, oh, really? Hmm. Well, then maybe you need to be at a shelter system.
Yep.
So, like, no. Why I brought you out here is because things are different.
A lot of things are different out here compared to New York. Same time, just because it's not like New York don't mean it's... I would say in some aspects it's better, in other aspects it's worse. So, you know, I would say majority of the worst thing is in the city, things that are said take longer to reach to everyone opposed to being in a smaller town.
Facts. The problem I find with being in a small town is the chick you fucking, mm-hmm. half the town fuck too.
Right. Yep. And that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So don't think you're going to get a girl and you the only one that doesn't fuck that. Trust me, guarantee you, that bitch done had about 13 niggas from the same town up in there.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Easy. And probably two at the same time. So
yep.
That's why you don't see me trying to date nobody out here or mingle with nobody out here. It's just too small of a town.
Right.
And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen in New York. Bro, it happens everywhere.
Right.
The difference is that it's a bigger city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Here it feels that way is because everybody knows everybody. Everybody went to school with everybody. Everybody done did this and graduated. Everybody knows everybody's mother, father, sister, brother. That's how this town is.
Yeah.
We're the new Jacks. Mm-hmm. I've been here for 3 years. You've been here for a month and change. We still the new Jacks compared to people that have lived here their whole life.
Exactly.
30 years old. They are living now in their mother's houses. Their mother done passed away, they got the house now, yeah. Type of deal. Like, they've been here that fucking long. So, listen, if I can't pick you up and throw you, that's how much I can't trust you. And that's how I walk around life.
That's a model to carry.
You know, and that's why I keep my distance from everybody out here. I'll say hello to everybody and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you notice, you never heard me once tell you I've been to a picnic to nobody's house out here. Nobody invites me to dinner, none of that. Because mm-hmm. I'm the outsider.
Right.
People wondered what I was about until I opened my business. And then when I opened my business, I could guarantee you they didn't think I was going to be successful. Right. Oh, you're going to be detailing cars from your house? Like, yeah. You can do what they do at a shop in your house? Fuck yeah. I could even do it better at my house because it's my fucking house.
Yep.
You know, my first 3 months open, I didn't get no customers. And I got one customer came to me on some whims. You know, I heard that you did this, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
Brought me the car. Gave him back the car. They were static. They told a friend. That friend brought the car. That friend told a friend. And that friend told a friend. And that friend told a friend. 100 cars later, I ain't advertised shit. But everybody come to me is referred by somebody that I did the work for.
Exactly.
So that speaks for itself.
Word of
mouth. And that's how I got my respect in this town. Like, yo, he does good work. He's about his business. He ain't into all this and all that. I don't know if people know that I smoke or not, and I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows me like that.
Right.
They don't know if I have a marijuana card or whatever. They don't know that. They don't know me like that. The most they know is my name. And yeah. Not even my full name. They know me as Ray, not Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
No one out here knows my last name. So what you gonna do? Hunt me for a guy named Ray? Really? Really? You know how many Rays are in this fucking United States?
That's true. That's true.
Do I know their names? Yeah, because they get introduced to me by their last names. Oh, this is the Mott family, or this is the family, or this is the... You get what I'm saying? When I introduce myself, I don't say I'm part of the Morales family. No, I say I'm Ray. In New York, they know me as Shay. Which... kind of runs the same way. Shay, Ray.
Yep.
You know? But. Told you. You come out here, boy. Life is sweet. Our town only has what? Like. 10 policemen total. At any given time. But then when we was up in the other part of the town. Up two towns over.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's more New Yorkers and more liveliness. You got like 30,000 cops over there.
Yeah. Because a lot of New Yorkers are there.
A lot of New Yorkers over there.
That's why.
It killed me when I moved up here and ran into some of the dudes that I used to hang out with in Sheepshead Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into out here while I was working. I'm looking like, oh, you are. I was like, what the fuck? And I would joke with them, like, nigga, I left the hood to get away from you. You know? And they be laughing, because they know I didn't leave for that. They know mm-hmm. why I left over there, because, you know, the situation over at the house.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's different, man. I like it. It's quiet. Like right now, ladies and gentlemen, I have my window open, and you don't hear no cars, no music, no sirens, nobody yelling, no screaming, no kids running around at fucking 12 o'clock at night.
Honestly.
Nothing, look. The only thing you hear is the fucking dude's air conditioner from across the street.
Exactly.
Or his central air conditioning system.
That's all you hear. It's quiet.
Peaceful. Even when you're on the main road, because we're like a block off the main road, you're not going to hear nothing.
Nothing.
Right now, we could do a podcast outside and it'd be clean as fuck.
Exactly.
You know? But how do you feel out here, though?
Like, out here, it's great. Honestly, it's a great experience. It's good, especially if you're coming from any city. It could be New York. Like, honestly, it's... PA is great. It's a good experience if you want to get away. You know, you want to get away from the noise, all the attitudes, the bullshit, you know. It's a really good place to sit down and, you know, settle. Start over, you know.
Settle down.
For a few, not too long.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a few, you know.
You get your feet wet and then move somewhere else. Yeah. That's even a little better, more quieter, more peaceful, more space, more this, more that.
Yeah, you know, you can start your journey off, you know, it feels like you're just starting off with a clean slate. That's what it feels like, you know. And it's a good clean slate, you know. It's a half clean slate where it's a little dirty, you know. It's full on clean, you know. You just keep progressing in life and that's how it is, you know.
From here, next place I want to go, being straight up, even if it's in the same state, I just want to have at least an acre of land.
Acre of land? Yeah.
You know?
Own to yourself.
Yeah, you know? I could fucking buy dirt bikes and all this and ride around on my fucking property,
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever the fuck I want on my fucking property. If I want to have a house and a trailer home right next to it, I can. Nobody can tell me shit. It's my fucking property.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I want to fucking build a deck on my fucking land. I can build a deck. Right. Nobody can tell me shit. It's my land. Maybe I wanted to fucking build a Noah's Ark on my property. Nobody can tell me shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's my fucking property. You know, when you live under somebody else's rules, you got to deal with the rules. You know?
Yeah.
When it's yours, and yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's my next mission. My next mission is to have bigger and better.
Right.
I'm not trying to say a mansion, but listen.
It would be nice.
You know, people say a home isn't a house unless someone lives in it.
Right.
Or a house isn't a home unless you live in it.
Right.
I don't want none of that. I don't want a house or a home. I just want some place I can be comfortable, left alone, and not bothered by any fucking body.
Right.
And if you step on my land, I could kill you and bury you in the back.
Oh, man. Yep. That sounds about right.
Like, don't sleep out here, man. We in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You can disappear very quickly.
Very quickly.
Without a trace. Very fucking quickly.
Trust me. You think.
I got shovels.
Yo.
I got shovels, boy. We could drag a body up into them woods. Chop the nigga up, and yeah, we ain't even gotta bury you.
Honestly,
leave you there. The bears are coming to eat your ass later.
You'll think that, you know, blood will be traced. No, that blood will be sucked right up too by the animals.
Hell yeah,
easily.
Come back. Fucking thing. Bro, I threw 15 dead rats over there, bro. Within 24 hours, all of them were gone.
Ridiculous.
What? Like, what? How? Who? What? Snatch them shits up.
That is the question. Who, what, when, like, where?
The fuck?
Like,
so, I don't know what lives in these woods. I know there are bears. There's mm-hmm. deers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of animals I've never seen before because I've never lived in the woods. So, mm-hmm. you know, I ain't trying to get close to them. You right. see wild rabbits everywhere.
Yeah.
The deers, are, bro, you see the deers walking everybody's yard, bro.
Everybody. I've seen it. They just look at you
and just keep it pushing.
Like they're not scared of you. They just
don't want to be next to you either.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People don't realize. I don't know if they black bears or brown bears, but whichever one, I don't want to run into no bear.
I don't care what color they are. I just don't want to run into one.
Fucking
nope.
See how big some of these deers are, boy. Wait until you see the men deer. Because all you see are the females. All those you see running around here, those are the females and the babies. Mm. Wait until you see the niggas.
Wow.
Them niggas look like trucks, bro. I think I sent you a picture once.
Yeah,
my foot next to one of the deer tracks, mm. and my foot looked like it was a baby foot compared to that deer track.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I don't want to run into that nigga.
Didn't you say there was like a moose that was around here too?
That's what they told me, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
like, I know what I saw. I've seen bears, deers, and all kinds of weird ass animals, and some little things that look like they got like 2-inch feet, but they furry as fuck and run around real close to the floor, but they big as shit. Like, nah. I ain't messing with that, bro. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting the red sign here. You see it, right? So with that, it's telling me, heads up, the maximum recording time is almost up. So, ladies and gentlemen, that being said, we will continue this on another podcast.
Indeed.
With, you know, if ain't nobody tell you, we love you. Deadass. Stay safe. Stay cool. Because it's hot outside.
For real. It's always going to be like that until, what, like, November?
September. October. But you'll be hearing from us now that we back on. We'll be dropping one every now and again, you know, until winter when we stuck at home, and then we'll be dropping like 2 weeks.
Because
it'd be cold up here.
For real.
It's hot in the winter and hot in the summer and cold as fuck in the winter. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for stopping in. We do appreciate you. Without you, we would not want to do this. So, thank you very much. And we'll see you again on our next episode.
Peace.